proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our discourse about the Olivet speech that Jesus Christ gave in Matthew chapter 24, we turn our attention to the following chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 25. This portion of Scripture focuses upon two parables relating to the kingdom of heaven. In this session and in the next session, we'll talk about the first of these parables. Jesus Christ presented a parable relating to 10 virgins who attended the wedding reception. He said, "The kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish." Comprehending the intent of this parable requires a degree of insight into Jewish marital customs. At a typical Jewish wedding, a bridegroom would come to the bride's residence, bring her to his own house, where they would consummate their marriage. The ones designated as virgins would escort the bride and bridegroom to the bridegroom's house, where the actual marriage ceremony took place. They carried lamps or lanterns to provide light, if so needed. What distinguished the wise virgins in this parable from the foolish ones? The former group, the wise virgins, prepared themselves in the possibility of the bridegroom's late arrival by taking extra oil for their lamps. The foolish virgin failed to do so. None of the group seemed particularly watchful. Indeed, all of them slept while waiting for the bridegroom. But when he finally showed up at the midnight hour, the 10 virgins arose to trim their lamps and to meet him. The parable did not provide any explanation as to why the bridegroom appeared at such an unusual hour, or what might have possibly delayed his arrival. Nor did it assign any blame to the bridegroom for his seeming tardiness. When the bridegroom did arrive, the lamps of the foolish virgins had become extinguished. They asked the wise virgins to share oil with them. However, the latter group replied, quote, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you," unquote. The wise virgins instructed the foolish virgins to purchase their own oil. While the latter group was about doing that, the bridal party went inside with the bridegroom and shut the doors of the house. When the foolish virgins returned from their errand and saw that the party had gone indoors, they cried out for admittance. However, the foolish virgins were not allowed to attend the wedding. Indeed, the bridegroom replied to them, quote, "Verily, I say unto you, I know you not." The Lord concluded this parable by exhorting his disciples, quote, "Watch therefore, for ye know not the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Just as the virgins in this parable could not anticipate at what time the bridegroom might have arrived, neither can Christians foresee what time Jesus Christ might return. The Lord's point was that both groups needed to remain alert. Both groups needed to prepare themselves to receive the bridegroom, regardless of when he might show up. As mentioned before, both virgins and groups of virgins did not seem to have any particular concern regarding when the bridegroom might come. All of them slept, and yet it was not the fact that one group slept and one group didn't that brought about the Lord's rebuke, but that rather one group, the foolish virgins, did not prepare themselves. Thus the bridegroom told them, "I know you not," and did not admit them to the wedding party. What does this parable mean? We'll examine several possible interpretations in our next session. This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.